Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Have you ever been to Wales, Patrick?
Yeah. You have to wipe a pound of spittle off your face when you ask for directions.
All right, Patrick, you heard any good music lately?
A little bit. I'll tell you, Jim, one thing that's nice about, you know, not for the listeners nice, but for us, we have a little extra time to sort of think about the month previous because, man, things move so fast.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a whole month to kind of stew on it a little bit. So,
I don't know,
maybe we should move our new music episodes back a couple days.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
The problem is now I'm already overlapped with some October music
that
I've been listening to. Yeah,
we have to be careful. Yeah, so I got a couple records here from September 2019 that I think y'all are going to enjoy.
Okay, so it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
That's Patrick. And yesterday I played a couple songs I discovered in September. New music released in September.
Yep.
And you're going to do the same today.
Yes, sir, I am.
So what do you have?
Well, Jim, let me start with the Mesthetics. They are a band from Washington, D.C. You know, the big headline is it features Brendan Canty and Joe Lally from Fugazi and also guitar player Anthony Purog. They put out a self-titled debut in March of 2018, and they just put out in September their second record, Jim. It's titled Anthropocosmic Nest. It's got to be the title of the year. Don't ask me to produce it twice.
Actually kind of trippy.
Yeah, it's kind of like the ultimate chin stroking music. Just kind of sitting there. But yeah, what did you think, man?
I mean, they're all like really good players, and you can tell because you gotta be to pull off something like that.
Right.
And you know, we all know how good Brendan Canty is on drums. You could really hear it coming through.
Yeah. Totally. And the thing it reminds me the most of is the Mahavishnu Orchestra, John McLaughlin. Listen, folks, if you listen to this podcast and you don't know the two albums, The Inner Mounting Flame from 1971 and Birds of Fire from 1973, please go get those records. You can find them pretty cheap on Discogs or anywhere. Those two records kind of redefine jazz rock. If you think you know what jazz rock is, you got to listen to those records to understand where it came from. John Luke Ponte, all these people, violin, crazy drum rhythms, just fantastic music. Reminds me a lot of that. Also, I think Miles' Bitches Brew is in there. There's some Fugazi in this record. And also, I don't know, what is Chicago Post Rock? Something like that. Occasionally you hear some of those things in there too. So you can get these records on Discord, people, you know, probably for like $12. Mail order. Get them. Get the self-titled album. Get this one. Once again, it's called Anthropocosmic Nest. And the back catalog on Discord, it ain't bad either. So go check them out.
That is great.
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay. And
so that's
what's
number one,
next?
Jim. So the next one, you guys are not going to be too awful surprised. It's Griff Rise, or as I like to call him, Groove. Yes. And he's the main man from Super Furry Animals. You guys know I love him.
Yes.
And I put out a new record in September. The record is called Pang. Interestingly enough, that's a word that is pretty resonant in English. Yet, on this record, Griff sings totally in Welsh, Jim. And he works with a South African electronic artist called Muzi, M-U-C-I, on the record. Just another example of, yeah, Griff's pan-globalism. I think he's an amazing artist without prejudice and dedicates himself totally to what he wants to believe in. And 2018's Babelsberg was one of my favorite records. Anyone who listened to my compilation heard the song Drones in the City. Just an amazing, another beautiful Groove Fry song. He's one of those people, Jim, where it's like, oh, it's just another fantastically beautiful, totally perfect Groove Fry's record. Like, what does he do wrong? Nothing. You know, he releases it on his own label. He sends the proceeds to Local Action. He works with artists from all over the world. He doesn't judge anyone, and he continues to do the right thing, and he continues to break new ground. And he's just one of those people I think we should appreciate while he's here with us. So if there's any chance you get to see this guy play, please go to see him. He's just an amazing artist. And here's the song from Pang. This is my only Welsh impression I'll ever do on this podcast. Ara dig.
Gweddi dawr ysbrydoliaeth fel tren o'r gogledd sy'n mynd fel malwen ar draeth y nobel.
Very poppy.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yes.
It's got a little of that East African guitar in it, that desert African guitar.
Yeah,
a
right.
A little of that synth beat and, of course, a lot of groove. So it's really nice.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question just as a listener, because you have a pretty good knowledge of a lot of international music, a lot of world music, that sort of stuff.
I love
right?
that stuff.
Yes. How does it change your listening experience when somebody's singing in a different language?
You know, I kind of think about it like Michael Stipe back in the early days when I fell in love with music, to be completely honest. You know, he slurred his words and they were more about sounds and like fitting in. And I liked that something sounded like something to me. And it, I don't know, to me, it always personalizes the experience. So I kind of hear some of those words maybe sounding like English to me and some of them just being melody. But I also like the fact that occasionally I'll pick up a Welsh phrase here and there. I mean, if you've ever watched Jeopardy with me, I get questions right because of songs, you know, that I've learned. So if someone says something about Wales, I'll say, yeah, I know that because of Groove Fries.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you ever do research and try to find out what the song is about?
Always.
Oh, you do always. Okay.
I do. I try to learn as much as possible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I only sleep about an hour and a half a night, Jim, so
no, I'm
always on the Wikipedia.
I'm just curious about that, because one way to look at it is just like the voice is just another instrument, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you can almost listen to it as you would an instrumental, right?
Totally agree with that.
One way to go. Mm-hmm. The other way to go would be to try to, like I said, do some research, find out what, at least, not necessarily the exact translation of the lyrics, but to get a sense of what he's singing about.
Yeah, where
that's another
from.
One way to go. But I'm just curious about that, because as Americans, we don't have that experience very often.
Right.
And in other countries, you do. Because I remember several years ago, took the family on a vacation to Europe, and we rented a car and we drove from city to city, and we would listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Like over-the-air radio.
Perfect.
You know, and driving through like France, for example, and you're listening to French, you know, pop radio stations.
Right.
and they're playing mostly songs in English.
Yeah.
Not songs in French.
Right.
And you're thinking like, well, what is the appeal to these people? Right? If they don't necessarily necessarily understand the lyrics, but music is music, I guess. And if you like the tune, that can mean something to you. And then maybe you might go that extra step and you try to learn, you know, what he's singing about when he says, Billie Jean is not my lover.
Yeah.
And, you know,
totally agree. Yeah. Or hearing Beyonce sing in, you know, English in France, got to be an amazing experience. And I really do think Griff's an amazing, you know, pop craftsman. So I feel the same way about him. But I also think for all you listeners out there, I don't think we try hard enough in our lives when music comes across us. So, you know, why not do a little research? The tools are at our fingertips now, James.
I think it's
so we
good,
can learn.
But I think it speaks to sort of the American experience that we don't take that time.
Yep.
We don't make that effort to learn about other cultures or to try to, you know, figure those things out because everything just comes to us.
Yeah.
Prepackaged the way it's easiest for us to consume.
No, that's right. Yeah. And we just accept it. Yeah. So
that's
going through the drive-thru.
Exactly. All right. I have a cover that we're going to play
here. Thank you, Jim. It was getting a little heavy there.
All right. You're really going to like this one.
All right.
I think you're really.
The last one.
Okay. The last one was good. The last one was the Camper
Great.
Van Beethoven.
Yeah.
But you're really going to like this one.
Okay.
Too. And it fits a bit, at least with the first song you had.
Okay.
Okay. But again, we want to hear new music.
Yes, sir.
From peoples. We love it when you turn us on to stuff that we don't know about.
Right.
And we, you know, there's so much out there these days. There's a lot of stuff. You can call 612-440-1984. Leave a message or email rock@suburbspod. I don't really enunciate that very well.
Yep.
Yeah. Suburbspod.com. Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All those at suburbspod. And let us know. All right, do that. Here we go. Here's the cover. Now, I got to give you a little bit of setup because this is so cool.
Okay.
Several months ago, it was actually on Valentine's Day, if I recall correctly, I went to see Bob Mould.
Yes.
The Bob Mould Band.
Remember
and
that.
Opening was Titus Andronicus.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And in between, so Titus plays, and then, you know, in between during the set change, they're playing music at the 9:30 Club on the thing. And this song came on, must have been handpicked by Bob Mould because now he's covering it. But this song came on.
Okay.
And I remember as Patrick Stickles was sort of breaking down some gear, he was singing along
to it.
Right? So this is a song that touches people. This is a song that means something to a certain segment of music fans, I think.
He didn't turn around and shoot an arrow into your heart, did he?
A little bit. This is a cover by Bob Mould.
Sweet.
Covering the Buzzcocks.
Oh, nice.
And the song is I Don't Mind.
Oh, that's
and
perfect.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Have you ever been to Wales, Patrick?
Yeah. You have to wipe a pound of spittle off your face when you ask for directions. Hold on. Let me try that again. I stole this joke from the Blackadder, so.
All right.